This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Welcome to a new series, From the Heart to the Heart. I dedicate this series to the love of my life, my daughter. And that's why it's called To My Daughter. My dear unborn daughter, I remember the first time your mother told me that she came from the doctor and she said, honey, I have some good news. The doctor told me I'm pregnant. Prostrated to thank Allah subhanahu wa jalla fula for the gift He's given me. I placed my hand in her tummy and I felt a kick. I put my ear down. I start listening. I start talking. I was fantasizing about the day that I will be called a father for the first time. I remember the day that you will be calling me father. I'll never forget that day. I forget what it felt like for a long time to hold something in my hand. I have held a lot of things in my hand before, but I've never held anything like you. I remember the day that I waited for that day to walk you down the aisle. I'll never forget the time that you smiled in my face for the first time. Took the misery away from my life. I'll remember the day when you raised your hand up to be held. I'll never forget that. You will own my heart right there and then, and I will know it too. I promise you, to be there for you when you arrive in this world. And I promise to hold your hand and never let go. And I promise to be a good friend to you, not just a father. And I promise to navigate this thing called life. Indeed, you're on a journey. I'm sure you make right choices with the righteous environment and the righteous company. I promise to be a good role model for you because I remember Sa'id ibn Musayyib, among the greatest of the tabi'een. He remembered when he heard the ayat about taqwa. وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. If you fear for your lineage and your progeny, he said you have to have two down payments. The love and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula and say in the righteous utterance. So I'll remember to be a good role model for you. I remember to pray Qiyam al-Layl for you. I remember to fear Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala so He can protect you. And I promise you to help, to discover your strength and talent. I'm sure you will be great in whatever it is that you choose. I promise to support you in whatever you choose because I know that you will excel in it. I know you will do well in which path you take. I promise I'll be tough on you when I need to be. And I promise to give you credit and encourage you deservingly. And I promise to lead you as a leader, independent that you are. But don't forget who you are. Don't forget your identity. And don't ever forget where you come from, why you're here for, and where you're going. I promise to be sensitive to your emotions and feelings. And I promise to teach you about your own, who you truly are as a true Muslim, as a woman, that Allah raised you three times higher than men because of who you are. You are half of our deen. You are in every aspect of our life. You are protection from the hellfire, but only if I raise you right. And that's a promise. I'll be there for you to take you on your school day for the first time. You'll be walking away. I promise to be there for you when you graduate, as you know that you will make me proud. I promise to take you on horseback riding. And I promise to be there for you when you become a beautiful bride. I know I talked to your mother. I said, honey, let's raise this beautiful child to be a gift to a good man, to raise a righteous family, raise a righteous children of their own. And I asked your mother to make her as a gift for a person that will make dua for us as a righteous wife, not make dua against us. And I do promise to choose the husband that deserves you, because I know who you are and you deserve the best because you are the best. And I do promise to walk you down the aisle. It'll be very tough for me, wallahi, Allah knows how I dread that day. I do love and fear that day. But I promise you, I'll be your safety net. No one will come through me unless they have what it takes. I'll be the guardian. I'll be the one to choose. Just because I love you. And for that, I promise you to love you forever. You know you have rights upon me before you're even created. Most people, when they ask me, when is the number one decision you have to make in your life? And most of them say, it's marriage. Actually, it's not. Number one decision in anyone's life is to have a child. Number two is to get married. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with a child, we understood that it is for make it or break it for us, because the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Kafa bil mar'i ithman an yudayya ma yaqut." It is sufficient of a sin for those who lead astray who you have as the children. So number one rights for you upon me, my dear, is choosing your mother. I remember Hassan al-Basri, rahmatullahi alayhi, when a man came up to him, he said, please help me to raise my child. He said, it's too late. He said, what do you mean? It's just a newborn child. He said, please help me to raise him. He said, it's too late. For the third time, he repeated the same statement. He says, how could you say that? He says, raising the child is by choosing the mother. Do you understand that the statistics show that a man will only spend 20 to 60 minutes a day with their child? That's why I will choose the one that will nurture you, the one that deserves to be your mother, the one that will take care of you. And I promise you, I will not be the dollar sign dad. I remember I was in a different country, in a different city, and wallahi, for the first time, I said this story to my class. I said about that man that came from work, and the child came running toward the door and wanted to hug the father. And the father was angry and tired. He pushed the child away. And the child went home crying. And the father now recognizes that he made a mistake. He goes back to the child's room and knocks on the door. He says, please forgive me, my child. What is it that you wanted to ask? He said, Dad, I just want to ask you, how much do you make an hour? He said, I make $20 an hour. He said, Dad, here's $20. Can I have 1 hour of your time? And wallahi, when I heard that story, I promised myself never to be a dollar sign dad. And I changed my life. I changed my schedule. I changed everything to make sure that I'll spend time with you. Because I do. And I remember the time I came from work. I couldn't hardly wait to just hold you, put you on my chest, and go to sleep. And I promise you to give you the tools to be able to fight our biggest enemy. You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about him in the Quran, where he stated, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال أرأيتك هذا الذي كرمت علي لئن أخرتني إلى يوم القيامة لأحتنكن ذريته إلا قليلا. أحتنكن is the one that comes, that holds the reins just like the horse. I know that you love horses, but now it's time to make sure the reins are placed properly, not upon us. Shaitan will never come unless you say. So the second right for you upon me, my dear, not just choosing the righteous mother, but making the dua. The dua is, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. You know, I looked for your mother for 5 years. I traveled around the world to make sure I do. And finally I did. I'll tell you about it a little bit later when you become one yourself, inshallah. And there's a dua before you were even created. It's in the hadith. It is authenticated. Allahumma ajnubna shaitan, wajnubna shaitan ma razaqtana. And everything we do, we start with Bismillah. Because of that, in the name of Allah, O Allah, protect us from shaitan and protect our children from shaitan. So I can hardly wait to put you in my arms, my dear. So sweet dreams, my precious. But I will see you when you come. So I start and finish with this beautiful ayah. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. O Allah, grant us to be the apple of the eyes, our spouses and our children, and make us leaders for the muttaqeen. Ameen. وَأَخِذْ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلَّمْ عَلَى أَلِي وَصَحْبِي وَالتَّابِعِينَ. I will see you on the other side, my dear.